Krishna. Hearing so many wonderful devotees glorify Lord Chaitanya, and when we were hearing Dayanand Maharaj and Chakravarti Prabhu and His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, I was remembering one bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he reveals the mood that we could have on the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this bhajan he says, Emona durmati samsara bitare podiya achinu ami. Tavanija jana kon mahajane pataiya dile tumi. He says, by the association of my wicked mind and my false ego, I have been cast into this material world and I am suffering terribly. But tavanija jana kon mahajane. But my dear Lord, you are so merciful. You sent your intimate associate, you sent your beloved a devotee to save me. And how did he save me? How does he save me? Daya kori more patita dekhiya, kahilo hamare giya. Oye dina jana suno bhalo katha, ullasita habehiya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya, pure devotee of the Lord, he felt pity on me. Daya kari more patita dekhi. He saw me, I am very fallen. So what did he do? Kailo hamare giya. Very mercifully, he spoke to me something. What did your pure devotee mercifully speak to me, my dear Lord? Oye dina jana, suno bhalo katha. Please hear ecstatic katha. O fallen, unfortunate soul, please hear this ecstatic katha. Ullasita habe hiya. You will become ecstatic. You will become very happy. And what is this katha? Then he further continues in the bhajan. Tumare tarite Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe avatar. Tumayeno kotho dinahina jana karilena bhavapar. O dear lost soul, please hear about Lord Chaitanya who appeared in Navadvip. For this pure devotee of the Lord, he always glorifies Lord Chaitanya. And when we hear, then we also become fortunate. And then in the further lines, he says how same Lord Chaitanya is son of Nanda Maharaj, who has come to give the holy name. Tarilo jagata tumi o jaiya. Just, you can also cross over this ocean of material existence. Just chant the holy names given by this pure devotee who glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And finally, he concludes the bhajan by saying, Sekata Shuniya Asiyachi Ami Tomara Charanatale. Oh my dear Lord, by hearing the narrations of Lord of your pastimes by your dear devotee, I am coming to you and taking shelter of you. Bhakti Vinoda Kandiya Kandiya Apini Kahani Bole. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is crying and begging at your lotus feet, my dear Lord, please be merciful. So this is the activities of Mahajans, of great devotees of the Lord. They constantly glorify Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and induce all devotees to take shelter of the Lord. So on this very auspicious day, we can all pray to the Lord expressing gratitude for giving us association of so many wonderful devotees. That every festival we have so many hours of katha, kirtan, and very enthusiastically we see devotees glorifying Lord Chaitanya. When I was hearing Dayanand Maharaj, I was feeling he's so inspired to preach, you know, from Moscow. He's preaching in Russia, in England, Europe, all over. So he could speak with so much conviction about the need to preach and please Lord Chaitanya. So this is the way we could remember with gratitude the Lord. And also, Lord Krishna came to teach us. He instructed us to surrender. But when we hear the word surrender, it appears little challenging. It's not a very popular word. Surrender is not a very popular word in this world. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he revealed to us how surrender can be a very sweet word. By his own example, by his pastimes, he revealed how surrender to Krishna, if it is imbued with remembrance of Krishna, can fill our heart with a lot of happiness. So we'll discuss a few pastimes in the few minutes that we have today evening about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an embodiment of kindness, humility, sweetness. And by his dealings, he preached very effectively and transformed the hearts of so many people. So this is a pastime in Jagannath Puri. One day Mukunda Dutt came to Lord Chaitanya and said, "My dear Lord, Brahmanand Bharati has come. Shall I bring him inside to meet you?" And immediately Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, no, no. Brahmanand Bharati is very senior to me. He is like my spiritual master. So don't bring him here. I will come outside and meet him." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing proper Vaishnava etiquette and behavior. Because Brahmanand Bharati is very superior because of his association with the Keshav Bharati. And also he had taken sannyas from the same sampradaya as Lord Chaitanya. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always showed proper respect. And he was very kind to everyone, especially to superiors. And even when superiors were offensive, like for example, Ramchandra Puri, we have the classic case. Ramchandra Puri would be offensive to Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya's consideration was, he is the godbrother of my spiritual master. So he would come to the room and he would serve Lord Chaitanya a lot of prasad and force Lord Chaitanya to eat. And then he would chastise Lord Chaitanya. "You are a sense gratifier. How can you eat so much? You are a sannyasi." And one day he came in, he saw ants and he said, "Oh, you are a hypocrite. There are so many ants. You are eating sweets." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resolved that he will eat only boiled vegetables. Lafra Benjan. And all the other devotees are very upset with Ramchandra Puri. But Lord Chaitanya would forbid them from taking up issues with him. Lord Chaitanya would say, "No, he is the godbrother of my spiritual master. He is my superior. He is my well-wisher. So I will not eat." And finally when Ramchandra Puri left Jagannath Puri, and the devotees told Lord Chaitanya, "Now you should start resuming, you know, eating the Mahaprasad that we get." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. And he started honoring that Prasad. But when Ramchandra Puri was there, Mahaprabhu was very respectful to him. So, this is a very important point. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be very, very respectful. He would show proper etiquette. And when Brahmanand Bharati came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went to receive him. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he saw Brahmanand Bharati is wearing a deer skin. And Lord Chaitanya became unhappy. Because in Mayavad Sampradaya, the sannyasis, they wear deer skin or tree bark as a symbol of renunciation. But nevertheless, there are many sannyasis who adopt this dress for reputation, for prestige, so that renounce order gets a lot of respect. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy to see, he liked Brahmanand Bharati very much, but he was not happy to see this. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to instruct him, but he cannot tell him directly that, you know, why are you wearing this? Because he is superior to him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used a very interesting way of transforming Brahmanand Bharati. He asked Mukunda, "You told me Brahmanand Bharati has come to see me. Where is he? Where is Brahmanand Bharati, my spiritual master? I cannot see him. Where is he?" So Mukunda said, "My dear Lord, he is right here in your presence. Can't you see? Please, he is here." So Lord Chaitanya said, "You are wrong. This is not Brahmanand Bharati. Why will Brahmanand Bharati wear deer skin?" So when Brahmanand Bharati heard this, he immediately thought, "Oh, Lord Chaitanya is not very happy with my wearing this deer skin." See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expert in getting his point across. You know, sometimes he would chastise, sometimes either directly he would say or indirectly he would say. But he knew how to elicit the right response. No, so very, very sweetly, he didn't tell him directly why are you wearing. Like, you know, in the airports we see, they put up this notice. "Thank you for not smoking." So well, what that means basically is don't smoke. But it's a very polite and very nice way of saying. So, I thought this is very important because, you know, after some time we see that many times devotees don't tell us after some years. They don't tell us basic things. Like, "Prabhu, last 3 days you were not in Mangalarati. What happened?" And sometimes we may, you know, sometimes you have a mole on the nose, everybody can see it, but you can't see it. Sometimes we may be deviating or we may be doing something wrong. And somebody, you know, may not be directly telling us also. So sometimes superiors who are really our well-wishers, they may just sometimes indirectly tell us something. So a devotee is very conscious, he's aware of catching this, he's tuned into this. Signals of seniors, superiors. So, Brahmanand Bharati, because he was very sincere at heart, because he had this sincerity and he had this attraction and love for Lord Chaitanya, he could catch this message. And immediately he realized, oh, Lord Chaitanya doesn't approve of my... I have put this deer skin because I wanted prestige. He immediately accepted his mistake internally. You know, he didn't justify it. He didn't defend it. Such is the Lord's potency that, you know, the devotee realizes his own false pride. Because false pride and our anarthas are so thick that sometimes, many times we can't see it. And when devotees even tell us, we may not see it. So if a devotee is sincere, then Paramatma reveals. And if he has that sincere attitude, he can, and if he accepts, then he can actually conquer the Lord by his love. As we will see soon see how Brahmanand Bharati actually conquered the Lord by his love. Lord Chaitanya chastised milk drinking Brahman. We know that pastime. But he couldn't do that with Brahmanand Bharati because Brahmanand Bharati was much superior to him. So now Brahmanand Bharati, he in the mind he said, oh, I have done a big mistake. I am going to lose the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. And by wanting pride, name, fame, I am losing mercy. I am so unfortunate. I will never do this again. And he internally resolved not to put the deer skin and to abandon it and wear the regular sannyasi cloth. So this is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would have made very interesting and unique ways to transform people's hearts. His preaching strategy was very unique at different places. Like Prakashananda Saraswati, when Mahaprabhu was preaching to him, he revealed his Brahman effulgence. And by his genuine humility, he conquered Prakashananda Saraswati's heart. Sarvam Bhattacharya's pastime also, by offering a lot of respect to him, like as Dayanand Maharaj was quoting, by respecting him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won his heart. Actually, Sarvam Bhattacharya, there is a verse, he says, Prakriti Vinita Sanyasi Dekite Sundar Ama Bahu Priti Bade Yara Upar. He saw natural humility in Lord Chaitanya, Prakriti. Natural humility, Vinita. So he saw that this person is so respectful, so humble, and automatically developed affection for Lord Chaitanya. And Keshav Bharati also. Keshav Bharati strongly resisted giving sannyas to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he had a dream, and in the dream he received this particular mantra. And then when he told this mantra, Keshav Bharati actually was given initiation by Lord Chaitanya. In the sense, he gave that mantra to him, and then Keshav Bharati said, yes, I will give you this mantra. So that's how Mahaprabhu first gave him the mantra, then received the mantra from him. So here, Mahaprabhu, very unique way, is telling Brahmanand Bharati, is preaching to him. And Brahmanand Bharati immediately resolved to give up his deer skin. Bharati kahe tomar achar loka shikaite punana karibenati bhaya pana chitte. Oh, my dear Lord, I will never do this again. I will never wear a deer skin for name, fame, prestige. Because if I do that, punana karibenati, I will never do it again. Because if I do that, I will lose your association and mercy. So by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, even Brahmanand Bharati, because he was very sincere, although technically he was an impersonalist, but because he was sincere, he got mercy. Because he accepted the Lord's correction and the Lord delivered him. There are many unique ways. Even when Mahaprabhu was preaching to those Buddhists, this group of people during his travels, they gave him poisoned food. So one huge bird came and picked up that plate and threw that plate on the head of the leader, that leader of that group. And that plate fell on the head of the leader and he fell unconscious. And all his disciples were lamenting, what happened, you know? Is he dead or is he unconscious? What will happen to him? But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, chant Hare Krishna. So they all started kirtan. And they all started chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So they started chanting, then he got up. And he also started chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu first initiated all those followers. Then they those disciples initiated their guru in the holy name. So they all became devotees. So like this, Brahmanand Bharati gave up his deer skin and immediately went inside, wore saffron cloth, came back. And then Mahaprabhu was very pleased with his surrender. And then a very interesting debate took place. And through this debate, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us how he is conquered by the love of his devotees. Same Brahmanand Bharati at one time was a Mayavadi, impersonalist, but now Brahmanand Bharati, because he has got mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he becomes so ecstatic. In front of all the devotees, he starts saying, today I can see that there are two Brahmans, two absolute truths in Jagannath Puri. One Brahman is moving and one Brahman is non-moving. The moving Brahman is Lord Chaitanya and the non-moving is Lord Jagannath. One Brahman is golden and one Brahman is black. And both these absolute truths are delivering the whole world. They are same and non-different. They are one. Now, and everybody was happy to hear Brahmanand Bharati glorify Lord Chaitanya like this, that he is the absolute truth, he is the supreme Lord, he is not different from Jagannath. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never liked to be glorified as the supreme Lord. He would always close his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu. So now Lord Chaitanya transforms Brahmanand Bharati's glorification into a very interesting debate. And Mahaprabhu says, yes, you are right. There are two Brahmans in Jagannath Puri. One is called Krishna Chaitanya, that is Mahaprabhu himself. And the second is Brahmanand Bharati. Both of us are Brahmans because Lord Jagannath is Parabrahman, he is Supreme Lord. We are ordinary living entity. Both of us are ordinary living entities. We are Jivas. And Jagannath is Parabrahman. Now, Brahmanand Bharati immediately, he said, no, 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 how can you say both of us are equal, my dear Lord? You are the Supreme Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport, they were having a jolly argument. So, this is how devotees argue. You know, they don't want to take glory. They glorify the other person. So then Brahmanand Bharati starts giving series of arguments explaining how Lord Chaitanya is wrong in saying that he and Brahmanand Bharati, both of them are equal. He says, no, living entity is localized. And the Lord is everywhere, all pervading. Then he quotes 13.3, Kshetragyam, Chapi Mam Viddhi, Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. And he starts quoting one after another verses, Andantarastha Paramanu, how the Supreme Lord is everywhere. And then finally he says, Lord Chaitanya has purified me by delivering me from impersonalism. I am subordinate to him. How can he say that we are both equal? And all the Vaishnavas are watching this debate. And then Brahmanand Bharati says, Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi Sanyasa Kritramo Shanti Nishta Shanti Prayana. The Mahabharata says that the Supreme Lord will come in golden complexion. And this is Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam also says that the Supreme Lord will come as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praya Rajanti Sumedasa. So like this he starts quoting series of verses and all the Vaishnavas are watching and Sarvam Bhattacharya is there. So, he becomes the judge of the debate. And to the pleasure and delight of all the Vaishnavas, he says, Brahmanand Bharati, you are victorious in this debate. Your arguments are perfect. So, all Vaishnavas are happy to hear this. But Lord Chaitanya, he is relishing so much rasa of that sweet exchanges with Brahmanand Bharati that he says, yes, I also agree. Again, earlier also Mahaprabhu agreed that both of them are Brahman, but he changed the argument. Similarly, now he says, yes, Brahmanand Bharati is victorious. Whatever he is saying is right. Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are right in saying that Brahmanand Bharati is correct. I accept whatever Brahmanand Bharati says because a disciple is always defeated by a spiritual master. So I am the disciple of Brahmanand Bharati. He is my spiritual master. So again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing by his behavior how he is accepting Brahmanand Bharati's conclusion just to establish how he is in a superior position to him. So this is also very important etiquette that sometimes, you know, we may have another opinion, but just to accept the superior position of another Vaishnava, we may just accept. Actually, this is one of the most profound features of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exchanges. In Gaur Lila we find how he always gives a superior position to his devotee, he always gives credit to his devotees, and the devotees always give credit to the Lord. Although the Lord makes the devotee in a superior position, the devotee is not foolish. He knows that the Lord is supreme. He doesn't believe or he doesn't accept the Lord's glorification. So Brahmanand Bharati is also very intelligent. So when Mahaprabhu says, yes, I accept Brahmanand Bharati's arguments because I am disciple, so I am defeated. So then Brahmanand Bharati says, yes, my dear Lord, you are defeated. Not because you are my disciple and I am your guru. You are defeated because the Supreme Lord is always defeated by the love of his devotee. And I am your devotee, so you are defeated by me. Bhakta taha hara tumi eto marsva bhav ara eka shuna tumi apana prabhav ajanma kari umui nirakar dhyan tuma deki krishna hoila mora vidyaman. So Brahman Bharati is saying, bhakta taha hara tumi, you are always defeated by your loving devotees. This is your swabhav, ye tumar swabhav. And there is one more reason, my dear Lord, from birth I have been doing nirakar dhyan. I have been impersonalist. But after seeing you, tuma deki krishna hoila mora vidyaman, I am seeing Krishna everywhere. So Brahmanand Bharati has very expertly reversed the argument and he has accepted the position of a devotee and established Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord. And then he starts quoting Bhagavatam, Bhishma Pitama verses, where Bhishma Pitama is revealing how to fulfill his promise, Lord Krishna broke his own promise. So like this, he starts quoting verses to explain how Krishna gets defeated by his devotee. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya is now accepting defeat because he is pleased with me. So this is a very, very different debate than we have in the outside world. In the outside world, everybody wants to prove his point. And then Brahmanand Bharati starts quoting so many verses about how impersonalists became devotees. And then he says how it's the greatest fortune if an impersonalist can get mercy of Krishna. So now everybody is joyful on hearing this. They see how Brahmanand Bharati so expertly, very sweetly glorified Lord Chaitanya and established his position as Supreme Lord. So initially Brahmanand Bharati, when he said Lord is Brahman, Lord said no, both of us are Brahman and Lord Jagannath is Parabrahman. And then Sarvabhattacharya, when he said Brahmanand Bharati is victorious, Lord Chaitanya said yes, he is victorious because a disciple is defeated by his guru. And then Brahmanand Bharati said no, I am victorious because you like to be defeated by your devotee. So like that, the arguments are going on. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when devotees thought, okay, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he will say now? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a very interesting argument. Prabhu kahe Krishna tomar gada prema hoy, yaha netra pade taha Sri Krishna sphurai. You have such gada prema for Krishna, you have so much love for Krishna, yaha netra pade taha Sri Krishna sphurai. Wherever you see Krishna. So when you see me, you are thinking, I am Krishna, I am God. So that's why you are saying I am Supreme Lord. So then, this is, Mahaprabhu quotes Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilos. Kaviraj Goswami writes this verse. That how when somebody is having somebody's eyes are anointed with the salve of love of God, he can see Krishna everywhere. So then again, everybody looks at Sarvabhattacharya because he is the judge of the debate. So he says now, he gives a very interesting answer. He says, both of you are victorious. Both of you are correct. He says, Lord Chaitanya, you are perfectly correct. Brahmanand Bharati is such an advanced devotee that he is always seeing Krishna everywhere. That is perfectly correct, my dear Lord, what you have said. And Brahmanand Bharati, you are perfectly right in saying that Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. And immediately Lord Chaitanya closes his ears. He says, Vishnu, Vishnu, what are you saying? This glorification is simply blasphemy. Mahaprabhu gets very angry, apparently. But what does he do after expressing anger and saying this is blasphemy? He goes to Brahmanand Bharati and embraces him tightly. So Mahaprabhu has accepted him and Mahaprabhu has shown how he is conquered by his love. Eta boli Bharati re lana nija aila Bharati go sai prabhur nikate rahila. Saying this, Mahaprabhu caught Brahmanand Bharati's hand and took him to his own residence. And Kaviraj Goswami says, like this, Bharati Gosai Prabhur Nikate Rahila. He never left Jagannath Puri. He just stayed with Lord Chaitanya after that. But these are the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. The sweet exchanges of kindness, of love. and we can meditate on these pastimes. Madhuru Chaitanya Lila Samudra Gambhir Loke Na Bhuje Yehi Bhuje Bhakta Dhir. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are Madhur, Madhura Chaitanya Lila. And they are not only very sweet, Samudra Gambhir, they are very deep like an ocean. Lot of lessons can be learned from these pastimes. They are very deep. And Lokena Bhuje, people, general people cannot understand this. Bhuje Bhakta Dhir, one who is a sincere devotee, can understand the sweetness of these pastimes. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conquered by the sweet, loving nature of his devotees. Srila Prabhupada also, once he was in London and he was supposed to go to America. Bhagavan Prabhu came and convinced Prabhupada, no Prabhupada, you should come to Paris. We have arranged a big program, an Olympia theater, lot of thousands of people will come. You should come, please. So Prabhupada said, no, I've already scheduled. Then Bhagavan Prabhu said, no Prabhupada, just for one day you come. And that would have been very hectic for Prabhupada to take a detour and then go back to America. But he was kept insisting, Prabhupada. And then, you know, he started giving very childlike points to convince Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, you come and stay. We have a nice lift also that will take you up. And, you know, we'll pick you up in the airport. So he started speaking very simple things to please Prabhupada so that Prabhupada will come there. So Prabhupada said, okay. Then finally Prabhupada agreed to change the plan. Prabhupada said, okay, what to do? He told Bhagavan Prabhu, what to do? Bhagavan is the supreme controller. So I have to listen. I have to listen to Bhagavan. So Prabhupada would have like this sweet exchanges. Actually, when Prabhupada was in New York in 1966, Prabhupada was saying, what is this place, New York? No fruits here, nothing. You don't even get mango here. He just made a comment like that in the class. And Steve Guarino, who later on became Satsarup Maharaj, he was in the class. He was a young boy, he was coming. And he said, oh, Swamiji said there are no mangoes. I think he likes mangoes. Let me get a mango for him. So he started searching in all the shops. He could not find mango anywhere. Because New York, Prabhupada was right. There were no fruits, good fruits there. So then Steve became desperate. He started searching everywhere. Finally, he walked some many kilometers and finally he found one place where they were selling mangoes. So he got that one mango and very excitedly he came and he offered it to Prabhupada after the class. And all devotees were sitting. And now Steve was the oldest of all the boys and girls who were coming for the program. He was 26 years old. He was considered to be the senior most in age. He was like a very senior person. Others were all 19, 20. So when Steve offered this mango to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's eyes became very big. He said, oh, mango! He became very pleased. And then very humbly Steve gave and Prabhupada took that mango and he patted on Steve's head and said, very nice boy. So when Prabhupada said, very nice boy, everybody laughed because Steve was never like a boy for them. You know, he was like a man, 26-year-old. He was a very senior person. But Prabhupada was calling him very nice boy. So everybody laughed. So Prabhupada for a moment thought that they are laughing because they are joking or something. And Prabhupada immediately became grave. He said, oh, why are you laughing? This is love. So devotees realized, oh, Prabhupada is acknowledging and reciprocating with the love that he bought a mango from so far and gave to Srila Prabhupada. And somebody may think this is just an ordinary incident, but this was in 1966. Then Prabhupada started preaching. He went to San Francisco. Then ISKCON spread. So many temples, so many big things were happening. Such large-scale preaching was happening everywhere. And in 1976, they were celebrating 10th anniversary of ISKCON. There was a huge cake prepared. And all his disciples were big sannyasis. And ISKCON was spreading like wildfire everywhere. Prabhupada was a big world acharya. And Prabhupada is cutting the cake and Prabhupada is speaking. And Prabhupada could have, said so many things about how we have done so much preaching, so many temples, so many book distribution, so much. But in the midst of all of it, Srila Prabhupada remembered Satsarup Maharaj, who was at that time a sannyasi. He said, those days, our Satsarup, he used to get me a mango every day. Prabhupada remembered those sweet exchanges, So it's not that in bhakti, we have to forget this basic etiquette, basic kindness, which the Lord himself has demonstrated. When the Lord was dealing with Sarvam Bhattacharya, it was complete kindness and sweetness in his dealings. When he came to Jagannath Puri, at one point of time, after the initial introduction, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he glorified Lord Chaitanya as Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. And Shuni Mahaprabhu Kaila Sri Vishnu Smaran. Mahaprabhu immediately thought of Lord Vishnu. He said, no, I cannot accept this glorification. Bhattacharya kahe kichu vinaya vachan. And then with great humility, he spoke to Saram Bhattacharya. What did he tell him?
Tumi jagat guru sarva loka hita karta. Vedanta padao sanya sira upa karta.
Tumi jagat guru, O Saram Bhattacharya, you are jagat guru. And you are doing welfare activities for everyone. And you are the one who is qualified to teach Vedanta to everyone. Saram Bhattacharya became so touched that this sannyasi, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi and Saram Bhattacharya was a grahastha, and Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, beautiful point, that generally in Mayavad sampradayas, the sannyasis are called as jagadguru. But here, this sannyasi is calling a grahastha, Saram Bhattacharya, as a jagadguru. So, Saram Bhattacharya is very struck by the genuine humility of Lord Chaitanya that he is addressing me as jagadguru. And he says, you are the benefactor of the whole humanity. So somebody may say, if Lord Chaitanya is addressing Saram Bhattacharya as jagadguru, what does he call himself? How does he address himself? So in the next verse, Lord Chaitanya says,
Ami balak sannyasi bhala manda nahi jani, tumara ashraya nilun guru kori mani.
Ami balak sannyasi, I am a childish sannyasi. Bhala manda nahi jani, I don't know what is good, what is wrong. So therefore, tumara ashraya nilun, I have come to take shelter of you. Guru kori mani, I am accepting you as guru. And I have come to take your association to Jagannath Puri. Actually, Mahaprabhu wanted to make him a devotee.
Tumar sanga lagi mora yagaman sarva prakara koribe amaya palan.
Oh my dear Bhattacharya, I have come to take shelter of you. Please give me shelter. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that how Saram Bhattacharya was very, very amazed to see that this sannyasi, his name is Krishna Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu's name was presented as Krishna Chaitanya. And Saram Bhattacharya was very impressed because generally in Mayavada Sampradaya, sannyasis have names like Bharati or, you know, Saraswati. And their brahmachari servants have the name Krishna Chaitanya. So generally it is the name of the servant of the sannyasi. But Lord Chaitanya had retained a brahmachari name. So Saram Bhattacharya was very, very amazed to see his humility. And he naturally developed a fraternal affection. So then there is a pastime how Gopinath Acharya presents Lord Chaitanya as Supreme Lord and Saram Bhattacharya argues with him. And finally Gopinath Acharya says, because you have not got mercy of the Lord, you will never understand that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. So Saram Bhattacharya, then they depart. They have a very big debate. Finally, Gopinath Acharya is so angry with Saram Bhattacharya, although he is his own brother-in-law. He comes to Lord Chaitanya and says, my dear Lord, Saram Bhattacharya is so hard-hearted, he is a logician, he is so proud, he doesn't accept you, and he wants to instruct you in the science of devotional service. So he is complaining about Saram Bhattacharya. Now Saram Bhattacharya, now sometimes when we are preaching, we think, okay, I will be very humble with him. If I am humble, then he will accept what I am saying or something like that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was genuinely humble in his dealings with Saram Bhattacharya. He genuinely took a lower position. And the evidence was when Gopinath Acharya came and complained about Saram Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya's immediate answer was, Mahaprabhu said, no, don't criticize Saram Bhattacharya.
Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe, aiche mat kaha, ama prati Bhattacharya hoye anugraha. Amara sannyasa dharma chahe nara kite vatsalya karuna karen ki dosha iate.
Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe aiche mat kaha. Don't say like this, Gopinath Acharya. What are you saying?
Ama prati Bhattacharya hoye anugraha. This is the anugraha. This is the compassion of Saram Bhattacharya on me that he is wanting to instruct me and wanting to correct me.
Amara sannyasa dharma chayana rakiti. He wants to protect my sannyas. That is why he is giving all these instructions to you. And what is the fault? Vatsalya karuna karen. His kindness is like that of a parent. So like that, Mahaprabhu accepts a lower position. But now sometimes you may think, if I think I am lower, I am humble, a person will not accept what I am saying. Or do I have to compromise the teachings? No. Mahaprabhu established that if you take a low position, that doesn't mean you compromise on the teachings of the absolute truth. That's not the idea.
Because when Mahaprabhu was discussing with him later on, when Saranam Bhattacharya says, okay, you explain the, when Mahaprabhu gave him the Atmaram verse and all these explanations, for that time Mahaprabhu doesn't compromise. But he tells him, Shri Vigraha Yena Mane Seitopa Shandi Adrashya Asparshya Sei Hoye Yama Dandi. Saranam Bhattacharya was an impersonalist. So Mahaprabhu tells him that one who doesn't accept the Shri Vigraha, he is a Pashandi. And whoever touches such a person, whoever sees such a person, deserves to be punished by Yamaraj. And he doesn't tell him that you deserve to be punished by Yamaraj. But he says this is the fate of an impersonalist. Vedna maniya bauddha oyeto nastik. Vedashraya nastikva adbauddha ke adik. Then Mahaprabhu tells Bhattacharya that, oh, those who don't follow Vedas, Vedana mane bauddha hoyeto nastik. These non-believers are nastik. But more dangerous are mayavadis. Vedashraya nastikvad. They take shelter of Vedas and then preach nastikvad, atheism. They are bauddha se adik. They are more dangerous. So like that, Mahaprabhu presents the facts perfectly. So although he is very kind to him on a personal level, very loving. So this is the sweetness of Lord Chaitanya's dealings and interactions with his devotees. And finally when the whole pastime takes place, Saranam Bhattacharya becomes a devotee. Now look at the Vaishnava culture that Mahaprabhu is establishing. Devotees never want to take credit. They always want to glorify each other. Like Mahaprabhu glorified Brahmananda Bharati. When Saranam Bhattacharya became devotee, Gopinath Acharya became ecstatic. And he came and told Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, thank you so much. You made my hard-hearted logician, brother-in-law. You made him a devotee. But Lord Chaitanya immediately refused to take credit for making Saranam Bhattacharya a devotee. And what did he say? He said, Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta tomar sanga hoite jagannater iyar kripa kaila bhalo mate. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakt, oh my dear Gopinath Acharya, you are a devotee. And tomar sanga hoite, he is constantly getting, Saranam Bhattacharya is constantly getting your association. And therefore jagannater iyar kripa, therefore Jagannath was merciful to Saranam Bhattacharya and made him a devotee. So Gopinath Acharya became so happy that Saranam Bhattacharya has become devotee and Mahaprabhu is refusing to take the credit. So he went to Saranam Bhattacharya and told him that you are the blessed recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. You are such a wonderful person. You are so glorious. You are a glorious Vaishnava. And immediately Saranam Bhattacharya said, no. Whatever I am, Vaishnava, is because of you. Tumi maha bhagavata amitarka andhe prabhu kripa kaila more tumara sambandhe. Tumi maha bhagavat, oh my dear Gopinath Acharya. You are maha bhagavat. I am a blind logician. And Prabhu Kripa Kaila More, Lord Chaitanya has given me mercy because Tumar Sambandhe. I am somehow connected to you. So like this, always the devotees, they glorify the other person. They never take credit. Bhattacharya Vaishnavata Deki Sarvajan Prabhu Ke Janila Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. So all the devotees saw Bhattacharya has become Vaishnava. Then they could realize that Lord Chaitanya is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu's pastimes are filled with this sweetness. Even when he was debating and defeating scholars, Kaviraj Goswami writes in Adilila, Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandita Paye Parajay Vinaya Bhangita Karo Dukkha Nai Hoy. Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandit, all great great scholars, Paye Parajay, they were all defeated by Nimai Pandit. But how were they defeated? Vinaya Bhangita Karo. He smashed them with Vinaya, with humility. And in such a way that Dukkha Nahi Hoy, that person would not actually feel miserable. He would actually change. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sweet pastimes. And Kaviraj Goswami writes that if we can constantly hear and absorb in these pastimes, we will become very, very dear to the Lord. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pato Jani Bhrajita Sadbhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shenim Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kaladvanir Vahatume Jiva Maru Prangane Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhi Tavalasal Leela Sudha Swardhuni. So you have a beautiful comparison Kaviraj Goswami is giving. He's saying the Sankirtan movement is like a beautiful lotus flower. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana, all chanting and glorification of the Lord, That is like a beautiful lotus flower. And all the devotees are like the swans, bees, chakravaka birds, all the birds which come to collect the nectar from that lotus. So the process of sankirtan, chanting and hearing the Lord's glories is like that lotus. And devotees are like that bees and swans which come and collect the nectar. And Karanānandi Kaladvanir Vahatume. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are like a beautiful Ganges flowing. And the glorification of these pastimes are like a beautiful lotus flower. And the devotees who are engaging in this are like the swans and bees. And when this beautiful water is flowing, Ganges is flowing, and the swans and the bees are taking the nectar from the lotus, there is a pleasant sound to the ear. Karanānandi Kaladvanir Vahatume. Jiva Maru Prangane. And the tongue is a desert. But when we glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes through the same tongue, Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhi Tavalasal Leela Sudhaswarduni. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is like a nectar in Ganges. When that flows in the tongue of a devotee, he experiences great nourishment, great taste. So like this, on this most auspicious occasion of Sri Gaur Purnima festival, we can pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can develop some attraction, some taste for hearing and chanting the holy names. And we can absorb ourselves in the glorification of Krishna, Krishna's pastime. We are so fortunate. In our temple, every day we have Bhagavatam classes. And now devotees who can't come, they can also hear through so much of facilities through internet. And today we were blessed with the association of so many wonderful devotees. We got to hear so much of Krishna Katha, Gaur Leela. So let us very gratefully take part now in Kirtan and Abhishek that will follow. And then again Katha and Prasad. Thank you very much. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Shri Dai Gaur Premanande. Jai.